Chapter 9. Rec Number 5 Iscariot Jemanuel Sunanda. Tuesday, August 8, 1989, 4:45 p.m. Year 2, Day 357. Why Parables? In the same day that Jemanuel spoke of these things of my accusing and deception, we went out from the town and walked along the shore of the sea. After a while we sat down where we might rest and be at peace for a respite. It was not to be. For when he sat down, many people gathered around him and pressed in so closely that he stepped onto a boat ported nearby. He sat upon the crossbench and the people stood at the shore or sat upon the banks and sands. The master Jemanuel spoke to them in parables, about many things, and I shall attempt to reconstruct them as noted in the scrolls. He began by saying, "A sower went out to sow seeds for the crops. When he scattered the seeds, several seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate them. Several seeds fell on the rock where there was not any earth in which they could take root. Later, several of the seeds burst forth with life, but the sun was standing high in the sky and the seeds withered, for they had no place in which to place their roots. They withered and dried out. Some of the seeds fell under the thorn bushes, and the thorns grew and suffocated them. Ah, but some of the seeds fell on good land and bore abundant fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." One of the disciples went to him and asked, "Why do you speak to them in parables, since they do not understand your teaching?" He responded by saying, "It is given to you to understand the secrets of the Spirit, but to them it is not given. They do listen to my words, but they live according to the false teachings of their scribes and Pharisees. Their spirit is ignorant and empty, and they first have to learn how to think. What would serve better to make them think, if not speaking parables? Verily I say to you, the knowledge of truth is valuable and good only if obtained through one's own thinking and drawing conclusions from within, that is, the solution of the secrets which are told in parables whereby the visions might be created. Man is still of such little faith and without knowledge, and he is not yet aware of the laws of the creation and the power of the Spirit. Therefore, first man must learn to recognize the truth and thus also to live according to the law of the Spirit. And thusly, he will become knowledgeable and powerful in his spirit. It is such that he who has, to him shall be given, so that he may have abundance. But he who does not have, from him will be taken even that which he has. Therefore, I speak to them in parables. For with seeing eyes they do not see, and with hearing ears they do not hear nor do they understand. In them will be fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, 'You will hear with ears and shall not understand it, and with seeing eyes you will see and not recognize it.' For the heart of these people is hardened and their ears hear evil, and their eyes are asleep, so they cannot see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their mind, and comprehend the truth and the laws of the creation what were given so that, thereby, they would obtain help and knowledge. For the people of Israel turned away from the laws of the creation and are unfortunate, and shall never find their peace. There shall always be the shedding of their blood, for they persistently trespass against the laws of the creation. They deem themselves above all the human races as the chosen people and consider of themselves a separate race. This is malicious error and also evil presumptuousness, for inasmuch as Israel was never a nation, nor a race, and thus could not be a chosen race by whatever definition. Deserting all the laws of the creation, Israel is a mass of people with an unglorious past characterized by murder and arson as allowed by the cult laws set forth by the leaders. It is, however, destined that they will not be alone in their false journey. There are only a few fathers in the mass of these ones that have an honorable past and can truly trace their lineage. They, however, do not belong to the generation of cunning foxes who have sold themselves to the false Jewish faith, to the false faith and teachings they took over from Moses, who in turn has stolen them from the Egyptians. These beloved few patriarchs are believers of truth and knowledge, and they recognize only the laws of the creation. These blessed ones have become so few in number they can be counted on but one hand of fingers, for they are persecuted and slain just as with John. Herod sent ones forth and had John beheaded while in prison. Oh, they are in no wise wise and act most foolishly in their arrogance. Blessed are your eyes that they see and your ears that they hear. Verily I say to you, many prophets and just men have desired to see that which you see, and have not seen it, and to hear that which you hear, and have not heard it. Many have passed into their graves in the searching and persecution through the eons of time, but theirs shall be the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, listen carefully to this parable of the sower. If one hears the word of truth of the Spirit and of the laws and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and tears away what has been sown in his mind. It is he on whose path the seed has been planted. Where the seed has been dropped upon the rocks, it is he who hears the word and soon embraces it with joy. But he has no roots in himself so that it could be rooted firmly, and he will bend in the winds and blow easily from the fields. In the case of discomfort and any type of ridicule or harassment, he becomes angry and takes his leave. Those ones by whom the seeds are planted among the thorns, that is, when he hears the word, the cares of the world and the delusion of material riches and security of self, chokes the truth and the knowledge, and he brings forth no fruit, for he cannot allow himself to reach out beyond the bondage. Now let us consider the one by whom the seed has been planted on good soil, who accepts the word and seeks truth and finds it, and then lives according to the laws of truth, lets the fruit grow and ripen, and brings forth a rich harvest indeed, one bearing 100-fold, the other 60-fold, and the other 30-fold, indeed a grand investment of thine assets. This is the meaning of the parable whose secrets have to be uncovered by men, so that they learn to think and find understanding. But the path that leads to wisdom and truth is long, and so is the compliance with the laws of the creation, which is yet so obvious. Then he told them another parable. The spiritual kingdom is like a man who planted good seeds in his field. But when he slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the good fruit, and went silently away. When the seeds grew and brought forth fruit, weeds also grew in equal abundance. The servants went to the fields and saw the weeds and came to the sower and said to him, Lord, did you not plant good seeds in your field? From where come the weeds? He responded, an enemy did this. And the servants said, do you want us to go and pull the weeds from the fields? The sower answered, no, lest you pull out the good plants along with the weeds. Let both grow together until the time of harvest, and then I shall tell the cutters. First gather the weeds and tie them in bundles so that they can be burned and the ashes strewn over the field, to nourish the soil. But gather the good fruit and lay it up in my barn. But behold, said Jemmanuel, both grow side by side, the weeds and the good fruit. The weeds somewhat hinder the full growth of the good fruit, but later, the weeds will become compost and nourish the soil. Therefore, since good fruit needs nourishment in order to grow, if it was not for the weeds which are made into nourishment, the fruit could not grow unto perfection and abundance. Then Jemmanuel told them another parable. The spiritual kingdom is like leaven which a woman took and mixed among 3 bushels of flour until it was thoroughly leavened. And thus did Jemmanuel talk to the people in parables, but he did not talk ever without using parables, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet who had said, he will open his mouth in parables and will voice that which was hidden from the beginning of the world, so that the people may learn therefrom and find truth, and recognize and follow the laws. Let he who has ears hear. The spiritual kingdom is like a hidden treasure in the field which a man found and hid, and rejoicing in it, he went to sell everything he had to buy the field. And likewise, the spiritual kingdom is like a merchant who searched for precious pearls, and when he found one he went and sold all that he had and bought the pearl. And again, the spiritual kingdom is like a fish net that was cast into the sea to catch all kinds of species. But when it was filled, they pulled it ashore, sat and gathered the good fish into vessels, and threw the useless fish away. Such is the spiritual kingdom which rules in man, and whose king is man himself. Therefore, pay heed to the parables and learn to solve their secrets, so that you may learn to think and recognize the laws of the creation and follow them. Did you understand all I have told you? And they answered, yes. And he continued saying, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the spiritual knowledge and the spiritual kingdom is like the father of the household who finds in his treasures things both old and new. After Jemmanuel had finished these parables, he went away. A prophet gets no respect. Later, he went into his father's city, Nazareth, and taught in the synagogue, and the people were shocked and they said, how did he come by such wisdom, and how can he do such mighty works? Is he not the carpenter Joseph's son whose wife became pregnant by a guardian angel's son? Is not his mother's name Mary? Are not his brothers Judas, Joseph, Simon, and Jacob? And his sisters, are they not all here with us? Where does he get all the wisdom and power for his deeds? They were much offended by him and threatened to turn him over to the courts. But Jemmanuel said, a prophet is never esteemed less than in his own country, and in his own house, which will become true for all the future. And as long as man has little faith and follows the false teachings of the scribes and other misinterpreters of the truth. And it will become true in 2 times 1,000 years, when man has become aware and thinking that my real, unfalsified teaching will be revealed anew. In 2,000 years, a new prophet. The new prophet of that faraway future time will not have that much power and strength over the evil and of diseases, but his knowledge will include mine and his revelations about my real teaching will shake up the structure of the whole earth, because at this time the world will be inundated by my teachings, which have been distorted and falsified by the scribes, and the earth will live in a false cult which will bring it death. Before the 2 times 1,000 years are past, the new prophet will reveal my unfalsified teaching in small groups. As I teach in small groups my trusted friends and disciples, the wisdom and knowledge of the laws of the creation. And it shall not be given to know until that time whether it shall be that the prophet is of male or female. That one's path will be beset with difficulties and obstacles, for he will start his mission in a peace-loving country in the north where there is a strong false cult of my teachings that have been falsified by distorters. In that place he did not show any great signs of his powers and did not publicize his great knowledge, because of disbelief. It is noted that his powers shall be hidden even from his own eyes that he might not misunderstand his path. There will come forth several blessed ones who will take the truth and give it forth unto the world, and the celestial sons of the heavens will give proof and credence unto the words. So be it, for such is it written that in the final days distant, those ones shall prevail in the name and truth of the creation. And thus shall it come to pass in the generation of 2 times 1,000 years, that these things shall come into fulfillment. Enough for this day, Dharma, for we have worked long and diligently. I grant you rest and peace, little one, for thy task is one of great responsibility. You have ones of greatness and filled with love, who will give unto you the support you need. So be it, and I place of mine seal upon the writings of mine beloved, Judas, that they come into thy world in clarity and purity. Adonai, and praise be unto Solon Aum Solon, that this time has arrived that our works might come into fulfillment. I am that I am Sananda.